Okay, the next thing I have to say is also not very pleasant at all, but it is to give some feedback to a listener who sent us a query about a long-standing sewerage issue that just isn't being addressed. And Chris, very concerned that this is not only a health hazard, but a real huge blow to the dignity of residents in the greater Philippi community and to his own parents in particular. In summary, he told us that the line that should be draining sewerage from his parents' home is not functioning properly, and the result is a nasty, smelly overflow right in front of their house. And Chris told us he had logged several different complaints with the city. He gave us several different reference numbers that he had received, but nobody had come to fix the problem. And he says he's heard it is linked to a faulty pump station. He wrote to say the following: my complaint was logged on the 5th of May. Now imagine an elderly woman sweeping feces off her stoop from the 5th of May until now. My mom does not deserve this. We agree, Chris. We sent your reference numbers and your mail through to the city asking what was taking so long and why your complaints weren't being addressed. And we received a written response from MACO member for water and sanitation, Xanthia Limburg, who confirmed the issue is indeed with the pump station, the Vukuzenzele pump station. So firstly, she's confirmed that the Water and Sanitation Department is aware of your service request, Chris, and she says we are making every effort to address this as soon as possible. Cable theft at the Vukuzenzele pump station, she writes, has unfortunately caused the facility not to be able to operate as it should, resulting in overflows in the area. During this time, the Water and Sanitation Department is making every effort to continue to clear sewer blockages and overflows as soon as possible, but they have to be escorted by law enforcement agencies as our staff and infrastructure are targeted by opportunistic criminals in the area. As part of the contingency plan in place to help minimize the impact on residents, the department takes a generator to the site to do manual pumping, depending on the availability of law enforcement to help escort the teams to that place of work. They were supposed to be there this past weekend, Chris. I don't know if you saw any sign of that happening, some manual pumping taking place on Saturday and Sunday. Please do let us know if you observed that. We did try to get hold of you this morning to confirm, but we weren't able to reach Chris by phone. So if you're listening, please let us know if that did indeed happen. Once the mobile pump is operational, Xanthia goes on to write, the teams will then clean the entire sewer system, including affected roads and properties. In the meantime, the city is currently in the process of installing an electricity meter box as required by the electricity department so that new cables can be installed in due course and the pump station can operate as normal. So it's not a particularly hopeful response, Chris. It's concedes what the issue is. It tells you what the interim steps are that need to be taken until such time as new cables can be laid in. I'd love to hear from you as to whether you observed any of those interim steps happening over the course of the past few days. If anybody else is in the same area of Philippi affected by the sewage overflow and wants to comment on that, we'd love to hear from you. Certainly, it's not good enough to log a complaint on the 5th of May and have received no feedback whatsoever, leading you to raise it with us a month later. That's not good enough service from anybody, Chris. We will continue to keep you posted on this one, and please do let us know if there are any developments on your side.